弟兄姐妹们好，刚刚五号弟兄讲的那一段话我自己也很有感触。
Just now, that Brother Wu Hao shared with us that phrase, I also was very touched.
特别是英文的。
Especially in English.
他说 "Grant us to learn and second upon thy faithfulness." 对不起，我已经自己讲了哈。因为我今天做完了，我不敢回过头看。
I did not want to turn around today when I was sitting in front.
为什么？因为我怕。后面可能没有多少人在那边坐。
I was afraid there's not too many people behind me.
我常常讲就是觉得就是说可能是器皿还没有预备好。
And I'm always wondering maybe the vessel, the instruments are not prepared, have not been prepared yet.
为什么会这么说呢？
Why did I say that?
因为最近有两次我也常常就是最近常常也是到 Lawrence 那边的教会在那边扶持他们。
And recently I've been over at the church at Lawrence to help them.
所以九月份他们本来就说要我过去。
And in September they said they would ask me to go over.
后来打电话来说高荣德牧师会过来，所以你不必来了。
So, and then he called and said another pastor Gao is going, so I don't need to come.
十月份他说你可以再可不可以再来。
And they said, can you move it to October?
结果十月份他又说有一个短宣队要来，所以你不必来了。
And then they called again and said there's a special speaker coming and you don't need to come.
所以我在想说是不是我器皿没有预备好。
I was wondering maybe this vessel is not prepared, has not been prepared yet.
礼拜五晚上是青少年这边轮到我分享。
And this Friday, in the youth study, Bible study, it was my turn to share.
我知道有好多好像刚刚新来的还没有认识主。
And there are a lot of them that just came and they do not know the Lord.
所以我准备的是有一点福音的性质。
So I have something that is more of the gospel.
结果一看，好像也没有新来的人来。
And then when I was there, then the new people didn't come that day.
直到我们祷告以后，林弟兄才带了一大批从中南区过来。
It wasn't until that we finished praying that Brother Lin had brought a big group from South Central.
今天早晨我在那边英文班的时候。
And this morning I was in English Sunday school.
一个学生都没有。
There were no students.
我也想说可能还是器皿没有预备好。
And maybe this vessel is not ready yet.
是我自己器皿没有预备好。
And this is this vessel.
所以我今天坐在那边的时候，我都不敢回过头看。
So when I was sitting there this morning, I didn't dare to turn around.
求主让我们今天可以在这边，让我们能够看到主自己丰盛的荣耀。
So may the Lord let us see the riches of His glory today.
不是听到人的声音。
Not through a man's voice.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，实在是你那不改变、不震动的信实，把我们带到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. It is your unshaken message that brought us here today.
也是你的怜悯跟主你自己的恩惠，把我们带到主你自己的里面。
And it is your mercy and your grace that brought us here today.
主，让我们今天能够从你的话语里面能够听到主你自己的声音。
Lord, may we hear your voice through your message today.
也是求主预备好我们每一个器皿。
And may the Lord prepare each one of us as your vessel.
所以我们能够在这边能够盛装神自己的荣耀。
And that we can extend your glory to you.
这荣耀也是预备好要给我们每一个人。
And this glory is prepared for every one of us.
我们将祷告感谢都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们再翻到刚刚的罗马书第九章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 9.
特别是第二十三节。
Especially verse 23.
这边说又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那能怜悯找预备得荣耀的器皿上。
Verse 23 says, what if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory?
我一直在思考, 为什么神他自己的荣耀要放在这器皿里面?
I was meditating why God put this riches of his glory in this vessel.
尤其回顾最近, 就是神在这边给我们的话语,
especially when I think back to the messages that God gave us recently.
好像常常提到就是我们需要预备好, 我们需要预备好, 好像那心腹预备迎接新郎来。
And we have to be prepared, just like the bride getting ready for the bridegroom to come.
很多时候好像不只是我们个人的预备,
not only our personal preparedness,
而是要我们整个全体也要预备好,
but as a whole, we have to be prepared.
所以主来的时候,我们可以在那宴席里面可以一起跟他同享。
So we can enjoy the feast when the Lord comes.
那首先我们思考的是,为什么他有这样丰盛的荣耀要放在这器皿里面?
Well, first we need to meditate why the Lord, he put his riches of his glory in these vessels.
特别是神丰盛的荣�ao,
especially the riches of his glory.
我们来看几处的经文,
well, let's read a couple of scriptures.
我们看以弗所书第一章第六节第七节,
let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 and 7.
翻到话我来念, 使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞, 这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的,我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎,过犯得以赦免,乃是照他丰富的恩典。
To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
所以这边看到他荣耀的恩典得到称赞, 而且是这恩典是在他爱子里面赐给我们的。
And here we see that this glorious grace is given to us in his Son.
而且要借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎,我们的过犯可以得到赦免。
And it is through the blood of his Son that we have redemption.
这都是照着他丰富的恩典。
And it is through his glorious grace.
所以这边讲到有荣耀,有丰盛的恩典。
Here it talks about that there is glory and full of grace.
我们再看一处的经文在哥罗西书第一章十九节。
And let's also turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 19.
我是念给大家听。
I'll read for you.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For God was pleased to have all this fullness dwell in him.
这边他是讲到主耶稣基督。
Here he is talking about our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以天父喜欢叫一切的丰盛都在主耶稣基督里面居住。
So our Heavenly Father was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in his Son.
同一本书也是同一章在27节。
And the same book, same chapter, chapter 1, Colossians, verse 27.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀,就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To them, God was chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
所以这边也是讲到,这边有丰盛的荣耀, 就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Here it also talks about the glorious riches, and which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
在这许许多多的经文里面，我们看到神实在把他的很多的荣耀，全部的荣耀都放在他的爱子里面。
Here from all these passages of scriptures, it tells us that God puts all his fullness in his Son Jesus Christ.
所以这荣耀 在主耶稣基督里面，我们看到就是这荣耀他也要把它放在这个器皿里面。
And we also see that this glory is also to be put in the vessels.
回到罗马书第九章二十三节。
And returning to Romans chapter 9 verse 23,
这有一个器皿他要拣选。
Here he has to call to choose a vessel.
不止在犹太人当中。
Not only from the Israelites, from the Jews,
而且要在外邦人当中,
but also from the Gentiles.
就是说我们不是犹太人, 非犹太人当中。
So from those who are not Jews.
这器皿是能怜悯的。
And these are objects of his mercy.
而且是早预备好的。
And also prepared in advance.
而且这器皿是被神所召的。
And this vessel is also one that are called by God.
而且最后我们要慢慢看下去，就是这器皿要被称为蒙爱的。
And it's also loved by God.
最后要被称为是永生神的儿子。
Finally, we will be called the sons of the living God.
所以我们来看看这个荣耀的器皿都在这爱子里面，而且要放在这个器皿里面。
And so we see that this riches of His glory will be put into the vessels.
最近我时常思考有几位的圣经提到的人物。
And lately I was reading a couple of characters in the Bible.
除了保罗以外，我还常常想到雅各。
And other than Paul, I thought about Jacob.
雅各，我们看看这个人，就是为什么神会拣选他呢？
And we look at Jacob. Why did God choose him?
他是一个天生，就是我们可以说他很喜欢抓东西的。
He's one that likes to grab things.
如果我们用我们中国人来讲的话，我们可以说他是一个诡计多端的人。
And if we use Chinese to describe him, he is one that is very tricky.
好像他的天性就是喜欢抓东西。
And his nature is that he likes to grab.
而且他好像我们可以看到他在他性格里面有很多的难处。
And in his characters there is a lot of problems.
他生下的时候就已经跟他哥哥就是在那边抓。
And when he was born he was grabbed onto his heel of his brother.
好像跟他哥哥常常在那边竞争。
And he is competing with his brother.
我们看到好像他每一次都占上风。
And it seems like every time he came out on top.
常常就是把他所要拿到的东西他都得到了。
And the things that he wants to get he got.
但是我们到最后看他人生的时候，
But when we look at the latter part of his life,
他说我这苦短的人生，
He said my life is full of suffering and short.
他活了147岁，
He lived up to 147 years.
但是他说却是又苦又短。
But he said it's full of suffering and it's short.
为什么呢？
Why?
其实神在他身上做了很多的工。
Because God worked on his life a lot.
神在这里预备有一个器皿。
Then God was here preparing a vessel.
这个器皿是要能够盛装神他自己荣耀，丰盛的荣耀。
And this vessel was prepared to contain the riches of his glory.
神一共七次跟他显现。
And God appeared to him seven times.
意思就是跟他说了七次话他才听得懂。
And it means that God spoke to him seven times before he understood.
所以很多时候我们来到神的面前，
So many times when we come before the Lord our God,
我们会觉得说怎么这个弟兄又在讲这个信息，我上个礼拜已经听过了。
And sometimes you say, why is this brother saying this message again? I heard it last Sunday.
神很多时候一次一次在跟我们说。
And many times God speaks to us over and over again.
就像雅各第一次神跟他显现是他在走投无路的时候。
And it's like the first time when he was at the end of his rope, Jacob.
他用一些的诡计好像把父亲的祝福都拿到手。
And through trickery, he received his father's blessing.
却落到就是要逃亡的地步。
and then he has to run away.
神却在荒郊野外, 在晚上的时候, 在梦中跟他显现。
And God revealed himself to him in the wilderness, in the middle of the desert.
他看到一个天梯,
and he saw a ladder going up to heaven.
神的使者走上走下,
and the angels of God was going up and down this ladder.
他起来的时候, 他说他是在看到天的门,
and when he got up, he said he saw the door of the heaven.
神的家, 天的殿,
the house of God and the temple in the heaven.
这是神第一次跟他显现,
and this is the first time God appeared to him.
他这时候他认识主了,
and now he knows God.
但是我们看他以下的人生,
and then we look at the his life after that.
他还是用很多自己的方法在那边想抓东西。
And he still uses a lot of his own ways to try to get things.
他也是得到很多东西。
And he did get a lot.
他在他的舅父家也, 得了两个妻子。
And in his uncle's household, he had two wives. He received two wives.
后来可能有人说是四个。
And some later said it's four wives.
而且他也得到很多的羊,
and a lot of sheep.
神第二次跟他显现的时候, 是要他再回去他的, 你祖你父之地。
And the first time God appeared to him, God wants him to return to his own homeland.
第二次,
the second time.
他说, 我必与你同在。
He said, I will be with you.
所以他就回去了。
So he returned.
当然我们知道他, 在路中所遭遇的,
and we know that what he had what he come across when in his way home.
他的, 他的舅父没有下手害他,
and his uncle did not try to trick him.
但是我们看到他快看到他哥哥的时候, 他知道难处又来了。
When he was about to see his brother, he knows that he will have some problems.
这是第三次神在跟他显现。
And this is the third time God appeared to him.
这是神让他看到一个异象是神的军兵。
And God let him see the vision of his army.
是两队的军兵。
It's two armies.
从这边我想他也得到启示，所以他就把他自己家人分成两队。
So there he got the revelation, so he took his family and split it into two groups.
所以我们看到他这个, 难处他也过去了。
And we saw that he overcome that problem.
在没有见到他哥哥以前, 神再一次跟他显现。
And before he met his brother again, God appeared to him again.
当他把家人所有的财, 他所有属他的这些财物全部都,
when he took all his belongings and sent over to across the river, he was the only one left on the other side of the river. And the angel of God came to wrestle with him. And we know that it seems like he was had the upper hand.
这是神第四次跟他显现。
And this is the fourth time God appeared to him.
所以我们知道事情过后他也很害怕，他说我实在是见到神的面。
And he was afraid after this past. He said, I saw the face of God.
我们知道那次他哥哥也是没有下手害他。
And we also know that his brother did not hurt him.
神又保守他过了一个难关。
So God protected him and brought him over another situation.
神当初跟他显现的时候是要他回去当初, 神跟他显现的地方就是伯特利。
And God wanted him to bring him back to the place that he God appeared to him at the first time, Bethel.
但是他在路中迂回。
But he was wandering on his way.
他看到有一个地方非常好住，叫做示剑。
And he saw a place that he really likes to live in. It's called Shechem.
他就在那边定居下来.
And so he stayed there.
他觉得那边水草很好.
And he thought that there's water and there's a pasture.
他的羊群牛群可以在那边, 啊, 享用这些水草.
And then his flock and grace there.
所以他一留下来的时候, 我们知道他家遭到了难处.
And so when the minute he stayed there, his family started having problems.
他的子女遭到难处.
And his children have problems.
他的女儿被当地的人玷污.
And his daughter was raped
by
the local people.
然后两个儿子把那个当地的城里面的 男的都杀了.
And the and his two sons killed all the people in that town.
雅各在这边觉得他需要再逃了.
And Jacob knew that he has to run away.
神当初是要他到伯特利去.
And God's original intent was for him to go to Bethel.
经过这许多神跟他显现，好像他还没有就是很开窍。
Through all these appearances that God had with Jacob, he still could not understand.
直到他又回去那伯特利的地方，神又第六次跟他显现。
Until he went to Bethel, God appeared to him for the sixth time.
这一次，神跟他显现说，你的名字要改名。 叫做以色列.
And this time God said you have to change your name to Israel.
以色列名字就是神的王子.
And Israel means the prince of God.
这时候他才知道在那边有能够敬拜神.
It was then he knows that he can worship there.
他立了一个石柱在上面奠酒浇油.
And he built a pillar of stone there, and there he poured wine and oil.
So we can see that after so many difficulties, God once again appeared to him, and finally he finally knew he had to worship
God. And you can see that God once over and over again he appeared to him, and finally he realized that Jacob realized that he has to worship God. Now God received a vessel.
神可以把他的丰富放在里面了.
And he can fill this vessel with his riches.
故事没有停在这里.
But the story did not stop there.
神还有一次再跟他显现.
And God appeared to him one more time.
这次是借着那当地的饥荒.
And this is through the famine of that land.
我们知道他有一个儿子 被卖到埃及.
We know that he has a son that was sold to Egypt.
他以为说这个儿子已经是看不见了.
And he thought that he had lost the son.
因为其他儿子说这个儿子已经被野兽撕裂了.
And because his other brothers said that Joseph was killed by the beast.
而且因着饥荒的缘故，他还要把他最小的儿子也要送到埃及去.
And because of the famine, he has to take his youngest son and send to Egypt. But we know what the ending of that story was.
神却把他们全家族带到埃及去.
But God brought his whole family to Egypt.
他是有犹豫的.
And he was questioning that.
他说神你不是要我搬回这伯特利吗?
He was wondering, did you not say I have to move to Bethel?
现在我儿子就是车队都来接我要到埃及去,我该去吗?
And now my sons are coming to pick me to take me to Egypt. Should I go?
我爸爸我祖父在埃及都有好大的难处.
My father and my grandfather had a lot of problems in Egypt.
亚伯拉罕以撒,我们都知道那些故事.
And we all know the stories about Abraham and Isaac. But once again, God appeared to him.
这次是要神要流露出神家的荣美.
And God this time has to show his glorious beauty.
And
when he went to Egypt, he was 130 years old.
And
there's a couple things that was that shown when he did in Egypt. The first thing was he blessed Pharaoh.
如果要为其他人祝福的话, 就是他应该比其他人还高一等层的祝福。
And normally when you bless somebody, you have to be of a higher position.
他到那边,我们看到他两次为法老祝福。
And he actually blessed Pharaoh twice.
而且我们看到他为他的儿子,做宰相的儿子约瑟祝福。
And he also blessed his son Joseph, who is the prime minister there.
而且我们也知道他 cross a hand 给他两个约瑟的儿子祝福。
And we also know that he crossed his hand and blessed the two sons of Joseph.
我想这许许多的故事你们也许都听过了。
I'm sure that you've heard all these stories before.
但是我这边我所要说的就是这原本在那边抓祝福的人。
And the point I wanted to make is those who wanted the blessing,
神改变了他,
God changed him.
他变成一个蒙怜悯,
he becomes one that is the object of mercy.
神把他的丰盛放在他里面,
and God put his riches in him.
所以他现在他可以为其他的人祝福,
now he can bless others.
当初他好像一直想得,
and before he wanted to get,
现在他可以给,
now he can give.
这是神他在预备他的器皿,
and that's how God prepared his vessel.
所以他在神家里面, 他是那荣耀的器皿。
So in the family of God, he is that glorious vessel.
我们再看另外一个人的例子。
And let's take a look at another example.
看大卫,
let's look at David.
我们最喜欢读他的诗歌,
and we love to read his psalms.
我们也背也唱,
and we memorize it and we sing it.
所以我们看这大卫从年轻的时候, 好像他就是那么一个敬畏神的人,那么可爱的一个人。
And young David was one that really feared God.
好像我们可以说这个人常常活在神的面前,
and we can say that he lived with walks with God.
他好像又完全又清洁,所以好像神拣选这个器皿。
And he is pure, so God chose this vessel.
但是这是他前半段的生活。
And that's his first part of his life.
很多地方好像只是他在天然的生命里面,神特别的眷顾他,所以他表现出来。
So it seems like that God had given him the in his natural life that the gift so he could show it.
日后他成了君王,
and then he became king.
但是我们知道看到有一次神的手稍微离开他一下,
and we can see that well, one time God's hand was just away from him just a little while.
他就放松了,
and then he let go.
他犯了罪,
and he committed a sin.
你可以觉得好像他前后好像是判若两人,
and we can see that it is almost like two different persons before and after.
他不止抢人家的妻子, 而且还犯了谋杀的罪,
not only he took somebody's wife, but he also committed murder.
但是我们看到神在他身上做工,
but we saw that God worked in his life,
给他极深的管教,
to give him to teach him.
虽然神赦免了他的罪,
even though God forgave his sin,
但是神说刀剑却不离你家,
but he said that the sword would not leave your family.
我们看就是他的有那么多的子女里面, 打打杀杀, 好像死了好多,
and we saw that in his family there were a lot of infighting and killing.
神不断地对付剥夺这个大卫,
so God continuously worked on David.
他要把他磨成神的形象,
and he wanted to mold it into God's likeness.
所以最后神怎么称他呢?
So finally, what did God call him? He said that you are a man after my own heart.
So we can see David. 原初好像是那么完全.
We saw that David before he was such a perfect person.
但是神还是要来磨练这样的一个器皿.
But he still has to train him.
最后神才可以使用他.
So finally God can use him.
所以我们看到神诗篇后面，在诗篇里面，神在这大卫身上做完他的功以后。
So after God had done work on David, the Psalms that he wrote was different.
他前面总是写说，我因为在神面前是正直的，我在神面前我都是没有犯过罪的。
Before he said, before God, he is righteous. He was righteous. He had not sinned.
到这件事情过后，他所写出来的就不一样。
But after that, his psalms were different. He said that he is the one who God gave mercy and God forgave him. And God cleansed him with a hyssop. That he can be cleansed once again white as snow. He did not dare to boast. So we see that God would use this kind of vessel. And we saw Jacob and David. Now let's take a look at Peter. Sometimes we wonder why did God chose Peter.
他是一个性情急躁，而且是一个心直口快的人。
And he is a very one that speaks very quickly, rash, very rash.
他好像里面很不稳定。
Inside he seems like he's very unstable.
他心一急就开口讲。
As soon as he doesn't have the patience, he speaks out very quickly.
很多时候也是讲对了。
Sometimes it's right.
我们可以看到他是爱主的,
we know that he loves God. But finally we see that he loves himself more than he loves God.
好像有很多的难处,
and sometimes even Jesus don't know how to deal with him. But we saw that God chose this vessel. And he went through a big failure. We know that he denied our Lord three times. But the Lord comes back and seek him. Then he realized that he is unworthy. From the other side, our Lord called him three times. Originally, he has his own profession. He was a fisherman. Our Lord called him, but many times he returned to become a fisherman. And I looked, and at least there's three times.
还有一次神带他跟其他两个门徒到圣山上。
And one time our Lord took him to the mountain with two other disciples.
耶稣在那边变相显出他的荣耀。
And our Lord had the transfiguration, was showing his glory.
所以这一切神在预备一个器皿。
And all these he is preparing his vessel.
所以他到最后，他愿意就是背起这十字架来，就是为这受苦的基督做见证。So
finally, Peter is willing to bear the cross and to bear witness to our Lord.
所以他在那边见证是一个受苦的基督。So
his witness is that this is a suffering Christ.
所以他也被磨成了神的样式。
So he was molded into the likeness of God.
So we see that there are a lot of important things given to him.
So we see that the, a lot of important matters were turned over to him. The key to the heaven was given to Peter. Before he was a very rash person. But finally he becomes a very humble disciple.
而且他在他的信中常常提到我们同被建造成灵宫。
And he said that our body is a temple of
God.
We have to become the examples of the flock.
而且我们要最后要丰丰富富地进入神的国。
And we have to enter into the kingdom of God with abundance.
神他又找到一个器皿。
And God found another vessel.
所以我们从雅各、从大卫跟彼得里面，我们看到神如何拣选这些不一样的器皿。
And from the example of Jacob, David, and Peter, we see how God chose different vessels.
这些器皿到最后没有一个可以自夸的。
And these vessels, finally, they could not boast.
他们都是觉得就是。 除非是那发怜悯的神，他们没有办法做完他们的所有他们的见证。
And they saw that unless it is from the mercy of God, they could not finish their testimony.
就像罗马书第9章16节所说的。
It's like Romans chapter 9 verse 16.
他说这不在乎那定义的。
It says it does not depend on man's desire
也不在乎那奔跑的,
or effort
只在乎那发怜悯的神,
but on God's mercy.
这是今天神也是在我们当中, 祂要拣选祂所要的器皿。
And today God wants to choose His vessel among us.
祂拣选你我们。
He chooses you and me.
我们信主的时候我们好高兴。
And when we believe in Christ, we are very happy. And God manifests Himself to us.
When the time passed.
And problem comes. And testing comes.
我们说,
and we ask, where is your love, God?
甚至我们说,
and we ask, why did you bring us here?
在这边我们为什么就是 生活这么难,
why is our life so hard?
工作这么苦,
work is so hard.
或者是没有工作,
or we did not have work.
其实这些神他在塑造你我,
but these are the things that God used to mold us.
他要把我们塑造成他可以盛装他丰盛荣耀的器皿。
God wants to mold us into that vessel that can contain His riches.
而且不只是我们个人,
not only us personally.
他要我们全体,
he wants us to be as a body.
在这边他要我们能够成为一个能够彰显神丰富的器皿。
God wants us to be one that can show His glory.
这可能是一群人。
It could be a group of people.
因为他说他在罗马书第8章29节30节这边所说的。
Because in Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, he said,
我念给你们听, 因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son,
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子,
that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
预先所定下的人又召他们来,
and those he predestined, he also called.
所招来的人又称他们为义,
those he called, he also justified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀,
those he justified, he also glorified.
而且在希伯来书第2章第10节,
and in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10,
那为万物所属,为万物所本的,要领许多的儿子进入荣耀去。
And he will bring many sons into his glory. And here it says many sons.
而且更有趣的是, 他说,
and he said you will be called the loved ones.
如果你看英文的话,
and if you look at English, it
他是这边讲到就说, I will call her.
And it says I will call her.
My beloved one.
My beloved one.
你要成为蒙爱的,
you be called the beloved one.
好像他把教会看成是他羔羊的妻子。
It's like he saw this church as the bride of the Lamb.
等到我们预备好了,
and when he's finished preparing us, he will come and take the bride.
这是一个很宝贵的一个描述。
And this is a very precious description.
你知道我们就是 林弟兄女儿结婚的时候，我在他卡片上写什么？
Do you know what I wrote in the car when Joyce got married?
我们看一下何西亚书。
Let's look at Hosea.
这是我们今天的结束。何西亚书第二章19节跟23节。
Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 and 20.
23节。Chapter 2, verse 23.
Let's read from verse 19.
我必聘你永远归我为妻。
I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion.
23节,
Verse 23.
你必将她种在这地,
I will plant her for myself in the land.
恕不蒙怜悯的,
I will show my love to the ones.
我必怜悯,
I will.
23节,
I will show my love to the one I called not my loved ones.
本非我名的, 我必对他说, 你是我的名, 他必说, 你是我的神。
I will say to those called not my people, you are my people, and they will say, you are my God.
我必聘你永远归我为妻。
I will betroth you to me forever.
这是神他在这边所做的。
And this is what God has done here.
他今天在寻找器皿。
And today he is looking, seeking for vessels.
如果你今天是第一次听到有这些事情,
if this is the first time you hear about this,
我希望你可以打开心, 能够来接受这神丰盛的荣耀。
May you open up your heart that you can receive his glorious riches.
他的宝血可以满足你。
His blood can redeem you.
他愿意就是招你成为他的子民。
He's willing to call you to be his sons.
你要成为蒙爱的。
You become the beloved one.
你要成为蒙怜悯的。
You become the object of mercies.
他要把你塑造成器皿可以彰显他荣耀。
He wants to mold you into the vessel that can manifest his glory.
只要你心愿意打开,
if you're willing to open up your heart,
你就可以接受这位,
you can receive him.
这位永生的神,
this everlasting God.
让我们低头祷告,
let us bow and pray.
恩主我们感谢你,
gracious Lord, we thank you.
因为你在永远的定义里面,
because in your will,
你在那边寻找器皿,
you are seeking your vessels.
主，这器皿是蒙怜悯的,
and these vessels are your objects of mercy.
也是已经早预备好的,
it's already prepared in advance.
也是蒙神所召的,
and it's called by God.
你要称为我们是你的子民,
you want to call us your sons.
你要称我们是那蒙爱的,
you want to call us as the beloved ones.
感谢你让我们能够听到如此神呼召的声音。
Lord, we thank you for letting us hear this calling.
那我们知道主你是在那做雕塑的工作。
That we know that you are doing this work of molding us.
有时候好像难处临到我们。
Sometimes we have problems.
你在那边预备
你
自己的琴。
You are preparing your vessel there.
让我们愿意在你的手中被你雕削。
And may we be molded in your hands.
若有十字架的功课。
And there be the lessons of the cross.
我们愿说主，我们愿意学习。
Lord, we said we are willing to learn.
是求主你自己把我们磨成你自己儿子的样式。
And may you mold us into the likeness of your son.
让你自己丰盛的荣耀能够在我们身上能够彰显。
And may the glorious riches be manifested.
在整个教会能够彰显。
And be manifested through the church.
更是让我们预备好，能为成为你能够应聘的妻子。
And prepare us to be ready to become your bride.
我们将祷告、感谢、赞美。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.